Putin, go away. That's the message on a banner hanging across the Moscow River from the Kremlin. A growing number of Russians say two terms was enough for then-president, now Prime Minister Vladimir Putin. But Putin is running again in March, and many Russians are worried that the elections will be rigged, as they believe the parliamentary elections were in December. Putin's party, United Russia, won then, but that sparked huge protests, which will continue this weekend when thousands are expected to flood the streets of Moscow and other Russian cities. The BBC's James Kumarasamy is in Moscow. He joins us. And what is the feel on the streets there?
Cold, I guess, is in a word. It is very, very cold. And I'm perhaps being slightly flippant, but actually that could well have an effect on the number of people who turn out at the protests. They are predicting minus 25 overnight, and that could have an effect.
Right.
It's interesting. I've been travelling around Russia trying to get a sense of what people around the country, and it's very different here in Moscow to outside. Here in Moscow, there is a group of generally young, quite middle-class people who really do feel, as you said, the elections in December were stolen, and also do not like the fact that, as they see it, Vladimir Putin is being foisted on them, possibly for another 12 years if he's re-elected under the new terms of the constitution. So I think the mood here is determined. There is a pretty committed band of tech-savvy, very, not angry, but people who feel that they have been taken for granted. They've done well out of Vladimir Putin. They've done well over the last decade or so. But now they want to be the same as the rest of Europe. They believe that Russia has changed and the leadership needs to change with it.
Well, what about outside Moscow?
Yeah, outside Moscow, interesting. I travelled to a city called Nizhny Novgorod. It's about 5 hours on an overnight train from here. About 20 years ago, just after the Soviet Union fell, it was a very, very liberal city. It opened up to the West. Well, now the authorities there have really clamped down on the protests. There's due to be a protest there, smaller than the one here in Moscow, but it is not being sanctioned. So it'll be interesting to see if they crack down there. Again, the group of people protesting are perhaps more diverse than they are here in Moscow and smaller in number. But nevertheless, there are people with similar feelings. Go further afield still. I went to a town which moved from United Russia to the communists in the December elections. Now, there, interestingly, it's a much lower class of people, not so many people who've done well out of the system. But interestingly, even the older people, the pensioners there, feel not that they want to turn the clock back, but they feel they don't have the choice about who's going to be president. They like the current president, Dmitry Medvedev. One 78-year-old Valeri told me, he said, you know, I want the chance to vote for him. Why is that being taken away from me? So for various reasons, there is this real rumble of discontent throughout the country.
Well, and let's listen to a gentleman you spoke to in Nizhny. He's a retired engineer. He used to be a Putin supporter, but he voted against Putin's party in the parliamentary elections in December. Let's listen to his reasoning.
It was a protest vote. We wanted to show Putin and his party that they are not the only option, so that they finally listen to the people.
So, as you said, discontent on all sides, people who want a chance to vote for Putin, but people who also, there's some discontent. And I'm just wondering, they want to show him he's not the only option. Is he not the only option? I mean, what's the competition?
He is the only option, frankly, because the competition isn't very great. There is one businessman, a very successful businessman, Mikhail Prokhorov, who was previously loyal to him. He's now standing against him. But apart from that, there really aren't too many alternatives. There's the leader of the Communist Party, Gennady Zyuganov, who has been running for president certainly since 1996, as far as I can remember, perhaps before then. And apart from that, really no one. So there is no one you'll find, I think, in Russia who doubts that Vladimir Putin will become president again. The only slight question mark is over whether he will do it in the first round or not. He needs to get more than 50% of the votes for that to happen. Over the last couple of days, he himself, interestingly, has been holding out the possibility they might have to go to a second round. But even if it does, there's no doubt he would win. That would, though, be something of a slap across the face for him, because he has enjoyed huge, huge levels of popularity. Although, as we saw at the December parliamentary elections, his party has really slipped in the polls. They lost about 15% in those elections. His people, interestingly, have been trying to distance themselves from the party a bit, saying, look, this is not about the party, it's about the man. But that only exacerbates those kind of feelings we heard from the man I spoke to. So it'll be interesting to see how Vladimir Putin deals with it.
The BBC's James Kumarasamy speaking to us from Moscow ahead of what are expected to be huge protests this weekend. James, thanks so much.
My pleasure.